If healthcare were a country, it'd be the fifth highest greenhouse gas emitter. That's an extraordinary statistic, according to a paper published by Australian researchers looking at the enormous challenge of how to make healthcare greener. And that includes the enormous volume of waste produced by plastic products that are only used once. And then there's the physical wastes and emissions generated just by unnecessary or avoidable care. Think PPE, intravenous sets, catheters, water contamination with excreted drugs, by excreted drugs, and even the water consumed to wash hospital linen. The study zeroed in on the environmental impact of heart disease care, almost as a case study. The lead author is an old friend of the Health Report, in fact, a one-time Health Report producer, Alex Barrett, who's Professor of Public Health at the University of Sydney. We take no credit in your now being a Professor of Public Health. Alex, you did it all on your own, Eo.
Thanks, Norman.
It's been a while. Now, Alex, just to explain, this was a review of the scientific literature on the environmental impact of any kind of cardiovascular care, from prevention through to hospital treatment and cardiac surgery.
Yes, that's what we did. As you said, it's a bit of a case study to just have a look at the environmental impacts of healthcare.
Were there many studies?
We screened over 1,500 titles and abstracts, but we wound up with only 12 studies to include.
And did that stretch from prevention through to treatment, or really just focused on the big consumables in hospitals?
It did stretch all the way through. So there were a number of studies that, as you mentioned, looked at the concentrations of cardiovascular drugs, so blood pressure lowering pills and cholesterol lowering pills, in waterways, so prevention. But it also looked at, there was a study that looked at diagnostic tests for heart disease. And then there were a number of treatment studies that looked at everything from monitoring pacemakers through to admissions to hospital for cardiac surgery, and even two studies that looked at reducing the environmental impacts of cardiac surgery.
So what did you find? What were the findings?
I think the message that comes across most clearly is that there is a very significant environmental impact of healthcare, something that we haven't really been generally aware of, but that there are lots of things that we can do about it to reduce it. And in general, we can do that while safeguarding quality of care, so we don't need to reduce quality of care. There's no trade-off that has to be made there, because all the studies that looked at it were able to demonstrate not only reduced environmental impacts, but other benefits, which included health benefits in some cases, and in almost every case, financial, like cost savings as well.
So give me an example where there were health benefits from waste reduction.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm glad you asked. So one of my favourite studies was a small study that was done in cardiac surgery, and they were interested to see whether they could reduce the waste from the circuits that are used for the bypass machine. So when the blood comes out of the heart, when they're doing open heart surgery, it's pumped around through long tubes and then pumped back into the patient. At the end of the procedure,
your machine acts like your lungs.
Exactly. And at the end of the procedure, normally those tubes, those plastic tubes, which are contaminated with blood, have to go for incineration because they're regulated medical waste. But what they did was to rinse the tubes with saline, sterile saline. They were able to clean the tubes so that the tubes then could be disposed of in just standard municipal waste. So there was a saving in cost, but also a saving in carbon emissions from not having to incinerate. But they were also able to salvage 240 mils of blood from each procedure that could then be used for transfusion.
What about reuse of plastic? I mean, the industry, the medical device industry, likes selling stuff that's single use because they get to sell another for the next operation. Were there many examples of reusing items that were designed for single use?
I don't recall any studies that were specifically on reuse. There have been studies done in other fields in medicine where, for example, you can have reusable gowns in ICUs instead of single-use ones. I know there was one study actually done in Australia that showed that that was safe, did not increase the infection risk, and obviously has an environmental benefit. But in this particular review, there wasn't a study like that, but there was a study that looked at whether they could reduce the amount of PPE, so personal protective equipment sets, that were used for every patient when they came into hospital. And by a simple change to their procedures, they were able to reduce the number of sets of PPE from 13 sets per patient down to one, which resulted in financial savings and 70,000 pieces of single-use plastic they estimated over 1 year could be saved.
What about what's increasingly been called low-value care? So low-value care is where it might be the care that's done at the wrong time in the wrong place, or too much care or too little care, over-investigating or over-intervening. My favourite one for this on waste is colostomy bags. Everybody goes on, well, how do you get rid of colostomy bags? That's a huge plastic waste issue. Well, if you actually got the 60% of Australians who would rather die or have chemotherapy than actually have bowel cancer screening, you might actually reduce the risk, the amount of colostomy bags around, because you might have fewer people having late-stage bowel cancer diagnosed. I mean, examples like that. And in cardiac care, moving to stents with all the waste that's associated with that when you could have medications. I mean, did anybody assess this low-value care and how much waste is generated by that?
So in this particular review, there was one study that tried to reduce low-value biochemical tests in patients coming into wards for cardiac surgery, and they were able to do that. So they reduced by 50% the number of expensive panel tests for biochemical tests, and instead were able to use just a much simpler, lower-cost test that looks specifically only for electrolyte disturbance instead of a big panel of stuff. And by doing that, they were able to save 10 tonnes of CO2 emissions in 1 year just from making that small change in their ward. But more generally, yes, we have been looking at that and estimated that about 8,000 kilograms, so 8 kilotons of CO2 emissions are released from healthcare in Australia that is low-value healthcare. So we know that low-value healthcare is about one-third of all care that's done. So it has an enormous carbon footprint. And I guess one of the most amazing things, I think, in this whole area is that if you think about healthcare globally, if global healthcare was a country, it would be the fifth largest emitter of carbon dioxide on the planet. So it has healthcare, while being necessary and desirable in many, many ways, it also has this really significant environmental footprint. And a good cull of low-value care would go a long, long way to reducing that towards net zero.
And if you, and an increasing push around the country is the electrification of hospitals, which sounds funny to people when you say it, well, you know, we'll get electric lights and so on, but there are massive consumers of gas for sterilisation and heating, and in some states they're building new hospitals without actually being all electric. Do we know where we stand with the electrification of hospitals?
Really important to do, and it's really important, as you say, that new hospitals that get built are without gas. I think hospitals are really onto this, and many hospitals and health districts are onto the process of converting to renewable energies, and that's really, really important. However, the vast majority of the footprint of healthcare is actually not from buildings, energy, and waste within the building, like water waste. It's actually from all this other stuff, all the kind of daily tests, drugs, devices, all the day-to-day business of healthcare, because the carbon emissions are embedded in the supply chains. So about 60% of healthcare is actually coming from what clinicians do every day, and that's the part that really needs to change.
Alex, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Norman. Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Alex Barrett is Professor of Public Health at the University of Sydney, and that's the Health Report for this week.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.